Blog Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, popping bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock. Here what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Buck Cardi, let's get naughty. Big Fun, coast to coast, L.A. shorty. ATL, M.I.A. and forget Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
See you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
I'm a rocker, I'm a rocker, Dre. You know you sing on this beat, right?
Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't hold, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirror, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a match, so I can bear it, me into you. That's how I do, it ain't you I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, saying you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock,
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 I'm a rock. Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. When I see you in
the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Gonna rock,
hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
One and only Trey Love, baby. I'll be out here right now.
good time this morning on Gilroy Radio. Welcome, everybody. It's so good, so good, so good, so good, and such a pleasure to have all of you who are online with me right now, man. This is a blessing to be able to do what I'm doing, man. God is in his perspective place, which is first and foremost in my life, y'all. You know, we all go through things, trials, tribulations. We deal with issues and, you know, financial issues. We deal with parental issues. We deal with brothers and sister issues. I'm going to say this, man. If you're online on Facebook right now, chat with me, man. I want you to jump in because today's subject is going to be on financial matters, man. We got a financial guru calling in today. You know, he's going to be our special guest, Mr. Barry Mack, man. He's going to help us get our money tight and our money right. And I'm going to tell everybody this, man. You know, I mean, this is what Blog Talk is about, being able to share your voice, man, and talk to people and give people, you know, the insight on what's going on with you. You know, I'm an entertainer, as you all know, actor, comic. This is what I do, you know what I'm saying, making people laugh, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. You know, and I do things different, you know. So, you know, you got situations where, you know, you have people in life such as brothers and sisters and cousins and all that come at you with certain ill things. And I'm going to just share with y'all, you know what I'm saying, because y'all are family and I want y'all to understand, because this is what I believe. I believe that God put me here to be an example. And as that example, I have to, just like with Jesus, when Jesus was on earth, Jesus went through trials and tribulations in order to show us, you know, teach us about what's going to happen to us as men and women, you know what I'm saying, on this planet. So when, you know, we say, oh, poor me, why not you? Who are you? Are you better than Jesus? Are you better than Dr. King? Are you better than Malcolm X? We all have to stand up and be willing to live and fight for what's right, you know. And when you're doing things such as I'm doing, being an entertainer, y'all, that makes me a public figure. You know, as a public figure, that means that people are focused on me. I'm putting myself in this position. Don't get me wrong. I'm not regretting what I'm doing, but I put myself in a position to be judged. I put myself in a position to be talked about. I put myself in a position to be ridiculed, but I also put myself in a position to be loved. And to those people who are continuing to love me, continuing to support me, I thank God for you. But I'm going to just say to the family straight up, don't you some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I put a couple of Facebook postings out there about, you know, when you're dealing with family and they get together and they kind of talk about you and they have, you know, cahoots. We all go through ups and downs and trials and tribulations, man. I mean, I lost my mother, y'all. You know, I'm dealing with a constant battle with my children's mother, you know, not allowing me the proper visitation, and it's tainted my kids, you know, relationship and outlook on me. So, you know, between me and my children. So this is something personal that, you know, I'm really, you know, these are hurtful things, you know, so they bother you, you know, in life. So when you have someone, I'm going to just tell you how you do it, how my baby mama does it. She don't allow me to talk to my kids, y'all, but what she does is she lets my sister talk to my children, which is worse than anything else, because my sister, she's one of those type of people that she's always going to see a negative in things, and she's always going to talk negative. So it's kind of like it's not helping, because you're not saying, hey, you know what, your father's a good man. You know, you got to really get to know your dad. It's like my sister forgets all the things I did for her growing up. She forgets the brother that I was to her and the way I guided her and the way I helped her. And, you know, I'm going to tell the family straight up, it's time, and even with your own family, even if it's a brother, sister, or sibling, you just don't speak to them. I mean, if you get to that point and you say, hey, you know, I love you, but I got to grow, because see, even your own family, y'all, will keep you, prevent you from growing, because they always see you the way you were. Remember this, family. Your family likes to see you the way you were instead of the way you are or the way you are becoming. That's why as you grow and you do the magnificent things, the types of things that I'm doing, you know, because I'm bragging on myself. I'm not waiting on my family or anybody to get behind me and brag on me. I'm bragging on me because I'm taking this thing all the way to the top. You know what I mean? I'm doing things that people dream about. You know, people sit back and say, oh, I wish I could. I'm living my life and I'm doing, not I wish I could. Everything I want to do, I wanted to put some music out, y'all. I got me some music out. I said when I was a kid I wanted to be on TV and movies, and I'm doing that. So when you get family members that want to take your mistakes of the past and continue to breed on that, and you know he's this and he's that and he did this and he did that, even the stuff that I did may have been 10, 15 years ago, and even the things that I did do, you're fabricating and you're making such embellished lies on it, and you're enjoying trying to pull me down. But I'm going to say this to my own sister, and I won't even put your name my own blast on the radio like that, but I'm going to say this to you, my little sister, and to you, the rest of any one of my family members that have a problem with me or something I did in the past and the way I've done it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I'm living this life, and I'm living this life for me. I'm happy and content, and I'm not living my life for your opinions, and I'm not living my life in your judgment, and I'm not living my life in your ridicule. And I want to put that out there to anybody, too. That's not just to my family. That's to any and everybody that's got any problem with me or the way I'm doing my thing, because I will not stop. I am unstoppable. You can't stop me. I told y'all that a long time ago, back in the days when I was a shorty. And I know some of y'all listening right now, and I want everybody to know that I am so sincere. I'm not stopping. This is where y'all going to have to catch me.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
L-A-U-X.
Let me hear you say it.
Time on here today, man. I just had to vent, man, and get that off my chest, man, because there's a lot of people that go through things, you know what I'm saying, with their families and whatnot, and it's kind of hard sometimes to get out from under that that evil, you know what I'm saying, in that realm, because you love your family, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to love you first. You got to love you more than you love them. And, I mean, that includes your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, and I mean that from church. Because in order to do what we're doing today, you understand what I'm saying, we have to be focused, and that's to make us some money. We all trying to make a little money. Everybody's making a little money, but how do we work with that money? How do we use that money and not abuse that money? Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. Today's guest is Barry Mack. Financial education helps serve consumers who are negatively affected by less than perfect credit the opportunity to achieve their financial goals and dreams. Your credit score is the most important number in your financial life. We offer full financial protection. We restore credit. We help establish credit. We help build credit. We protect your credit. Restore your credit today. Websites, mypositivecredit.com, www.mypositivecredit.com, and www.united/credit.org. That's credit, credit.org. I hope you all give us a call today, you know, because got to shout out Monica Hughes. She's the one who hooks us up with these great and awesome guests. So everybody at Gilroy Radio, let's welcome to the show, to Gilroy Radio today on Twitter Meet Tuesdays. Let's welcome Mr. Barry Mack. Barry, welcome to Gilroy Radio. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, sir. How are you today? Thanks for inviting me. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Oh, man, thank you for coming and rolling with us today, man. So, Barry, let's talk a little money, man. I usually have on Seminar Saturdays, I have an attorney calling in, and she's talking about LLCs and things of that nature. And I know friends of mine are always asking, you know, because, I mean, even the world we're living in today, it's really a financial movement that, you know, people complain about the economy and things of that nature, but how can you kind of assist us today? I'm going to kind of give you the floor and just give everybody some feedback. Hopefully we'll get some callers call in, or I can chat with someone on the line and kind of get some financial questions asked and answered. But I want to start myself with the question, what is it that I can first do? What's the first step I would take in order to trying to fix my credit?
Well, it's first very important that you know your credit score. Many people don't even know their credit score. So, you know, many things we know today that are of least, much less important than what's most important to know with us, where we are financially with our own credit score. So it's important at first we know that. And then to see what's negatively impacting our credit scores. Could be late payments, charge-offs, collections, repossessions, foreclosures. We need to know what's negatively impacting our credit score. And once we know that, we need to know what steps need to be taken so that we can restore our credit. So we're not only into restoring our credit, we're into education and coaching, so not only that we can give you a good credit score or remove negative items, but also that you'll be able to maintain a good credit score. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's very interesting. And I know that the listeners are, because I got a couple people on Facebook, you know, chatting with me back and forth. This is something that people want to know. How would one go about finding out what their credit score is? Since we need to know, how would we go about finding out what it is?
Well, actually, you're actually able to go to 2 to 3 bureaus once a year and request a free credit report, which will give you all three bureaus, which is TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And yearly, you can get a free credit report, so that you can know what's on your credit report, because many times you can be affected by identity theft and things that you're not aware of, some erroneous reports as well as some obsolete report items may still be impacting your credit score that need to be removed. Many people don't know that you have a right to dispute these items and have them removed because they're negatively impacting your credit score. And many items were illegally placed on your credit score, on your profile, on your credit profile, that is bringing your score down. But in our day-to-day life, we just don't know. And if you don't know, you don't know. So, you know, lack of knowledge, that's sometimes our biggest, you know, obstacle, that we just don't know. So we need to request those three bureaus, from the TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Once we get those, we can see what's impacting us. It won't give you a score, but it will at least let you see what's negatively there, and you can take the steps from there by contacting me or someone else who knows how to remove those items.
Okay, where are you located? Just curious, because does a person have to be in your area, or are you national? Like, how can they, if people are going to need you?
We're headquartered in Michigan. I'm personally in Los Angeles. We have reps nationwide. Everything now, you know, is internet-based. So what we do is everything is internet-based. So what we do now is pretty much can be, you know, logged onto the website where you can track what's actually going on with your own credit, and you can actually speak to a customer service rep who's like a coach. It helps you to see what's negatively impacting you, get those items removed, leverage your rights that you don't know that you have with the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Many people don't know, I mean, most people, I would assume that 99% of Americans that don't understand the rights that they have with the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And a lot of times, through fraud and through identity theft, things are placed on our credit reports that are negatively impacting us.
Okay. Well, I have a caller, not a caller, but actually a question sent to my inbox. The young lady wants to know, let me read the question. She wants to know, like, when you're paying off your credit, do you pay, like, all at once, or do you pay off one thing at a time?
You need to keep your balances at least under 33% if possible. But with a mortgage, that's kind of impossible to do. But when you're talking about credit card revolving debt, you try to keep your debt to at least 33%. So if you have a $10,000 limit on the credit card, you want it to stay under $300. So that way you're getting the maximum as far as points. You want to show that you're using your credit, but you don't want to be maxed out on your cards. So that's what's happening with many of us. We get cards, but we're maxed out. So you don't want to pay off everything, but you do want to pay it down as much as you can, so that way that you're shown as a good person who can maintain their credit.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Gotcha. Makes sense. So, that's the thing, everybody. I mean, peep what he's saying. The thing is about Monica. He's already online. Monica, somebody confirm you on the line. He's online,
okay.
Monica. I got to type that in. Online, Monica.
Okay.
And I want to thank you, Monica, again for bringing such a great guest to the show today. So it's three different bureaus. This is a question that I have. What's the difference in with the three bureaus? What's the difference?
Well, there's actually no difference. The difference is that every creditor does not report to each bureau. Some creditors report to TransUnion, some report to Experian, some report to Equifax. That's why with Experian you can have a 720, and with Equifax you can have a 540, because you know you're getting a variance of who they're reporting to. It's normally when you go to purchase a card, so they pull the Experian, they do a one pull. They don't do all three pulls. When you go to purchase a home, they're going to do all three pulls. So that's why you can be conflicted. You can have a 720 with Experian, and then you go to purchase a home, and they say, well, you don't qualify because either your TransUnion or your Equifax is down because someone reported something negative on your Equifax, and that happens quite often. So it's really crazy. You'll never have the same three scores unless you only have one item on all three credit bureaus. Right.
Mm-hmm. So to the family, you know, like you said, there really is no difference. So there's all three, and that's really interesting, because some things. So what you're saying is, if say for example, would there ever be a thing where one thing with the credit would be on say Equifax and not on per se TransUnion? Does that ever happen?
That's very common. That's what I'm right. That's very common. It'll be on Equifax, but not on Experian. Or you may have a lien that's on TransUnion and not on you know, you go to purchase a home, they say you got a lien and you weren't aware of the lien because it's not on your Experian, which is your most common pull, but it is on your TransUnion. So that's why when you purchase a home, you need to check all three when you're into the you know, home buying process. And that's pretty much the only time you're going to get a three bureau pull. So
okay. And then the young lady also wanted to know, like, instead of, because see, a lot of creditors, I mean, even myself, most of our credit is in collections. How do we go about, like, do we start, how do we work out with collections? Because usually when it's in collections, they're trying to get a lump sum. And also,
right.
Someone also asked about the 7-year thing. How does that work?
Well, that's where we come in. See, we dispute every negative item that's on your profile. Many times, many of the items that are on your profile can be removed, especially when they go to collections, because once they've gone to collections, the creditor has been paid. So you go to Sears and you get a wash machine for $700. You don't pay Sears. Sears, when you originally signed the contract, Sears made you sign at the bottom insurance contract. So once you sign for the credit, so once you didn't pay for the item, Sears was paid off by the insurance company. Then it goes to a third-party collection agency. The third-party collection agency is now trying to collect the debt that's actually been paid by the insurance company. So they're harassing you about a payment that the Sears has been paid for. So the original creditor has been made whole. So you have a right to dispute that debt. And when you dispute it, in most cases, it'll come off. So... it's, you know, in the 7 years, that's right, after 7 years, it is supposed to come off. But when it goes to a third-party collection agency, they sell them, you know, 100 times to other collection agencies. When they can't collect it, they sell it to a third collection agency, to the next collection agency. So if you make a payment on it, what it does is it brings back to life something
right.
that was actually dead. So, you know, they may have paid a nickel for an item that costs $700, and they're just trying to collect it. And if you make any payment on it, what you've done is brought back to life something that's dead. So once it's an old collection, you shouldn't make any more payments on it, because all it's going to do is hurt your credit score as opposed to bringing it up.
Wow. Okay, I want to say to my listener, I know she's on the line. I just want to say I hope you heard that, because that's very interesting. Once it's in collections, don't make a payment on it. If it's what?
Right.
If it's old?
Right, if it's beyond 2 years old, right. Because
okay,
at that point, 2 years or more, right.
Okay, so family, I want to repeat that, because that's very interesting. And I'm going to put that up on Facebook and everything too. Ladies and gentlemen of the family, I want everyone to hear that. If you have a collection, a debt, that is over 2 years old, don't make a payment, because you're bringing something to life that is already dead. So what you're saying is current stuff that's between, let's say, a year and a half or under, take your time and pay those off, and that's going to build your credit, correct?
Exactly.
Wow.
But when you're
wow.
paying, right, when you're bringing to life something that's dead, it's only going to, because right now it's pretty much dormant. It's not hurting you. It's not helping you. But once you make a payment on an old collection account, you'll bring your credit score down as opposed to bringing it up. And that happens all the time. And many people tell you that it's been in the home buying process, that, you know, they get in and they get with a guy and they say, well, you need to take care of this, and it brings down your score. So if you you need to make a settlement offer with the creditor, get a letter of that it's paid in full. Otherwise, don't deal with it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Barry. Barry, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to music. The lines are blowing
okay.
up. Yeah, you are a very popular guest. Thank you so much for giving your time to Gilroy Radio. I'm going to play a little music, man, keep the mood going. But ladies and gentlemen, to my audience, I hope you guys are listening and paying due attention. This is a very informative and educated show. I'm having a blast today with our guest, Barry Mack. So I want to set a little mood, man, and, you know, get everything a little chill, man. Today is Twitter Me Tuesdays. I got a flight, y'all, at 1:30. I'm going to be going out. Got to make a couple moves. I got to go be a star. Like I told you, I'm a superhero. I ain't going to tell everybody what I'm doing. But just keep your head up, ladies, because Trey Love going to go low on you.
Girl, lick your body real slow. you like that?
Stop you up with some biscuits and go on and eat you there.
Would you like that,
girl? You make it rain. Grab my ears and pull my face.
Tonight
I'll be giving you brain.
Take their time. Some people procrastinate. Some people bump and grind. Cause they wear that foreplay. But it's like that green to me. Lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me. So let's get it cracking, baby.
For instance, you look like fool. Put you on my plate. Stop you up with some biscuits. And go on and
tell you.
Until you make it rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, goes out to a girl. A couple of y'all, because I love you and I love all y'all.
Thank you. person all day and all night, things happen. You got to be careful because you'll mess around and just end up.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are
pregnant. Now usually I leave the club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date. But much like my patrolman, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty, the sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm out to handle my business and put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
That's what I told her.
You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down the sex end. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, baby. You ready, baby. So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, restart the party. Come on, fuck with us.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kiss. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, it's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play this fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. My city don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you, and girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, care of you, and I'ma still hold you like we friends. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it,
girl. You make me wanna get
you make
pregnant.
Me wanna,
you make
me
make wanna get you pregnant.
Pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Ooh, you are
wine and dine, shopping free, you said to me, see, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe, girl, I'm just thirsty for that.
this club, so let's go. We can hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home. Shorty,
let's go crazy.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. All I ask is you let me pour your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me pregnant.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this song goes out to all of my girls, to all y'all, man. I swear. Y'all ready for this one? Here you go.
I could never be your boyfriend. Cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband. But that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. We can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go. Cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us. Girl, I love you cause you don't tell.
Oh,
Today on Gilroy Radio, man. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Barry Mack, and we also have a special guest who is a big follower, fan, and supporter of Gilroy Radio, man, and we got nothing but love for this young lady, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, both of y'all. Holla at everybody. What's good with it?
Hey.
Hello. How's everybody today?
Barry
Radio
Mack.
Land.
My special guest, I'm going to let you introduce yourself since you're a former co-host on the Trey Love Show and all that there, so you can just go on and let everybody know who you is and say what's up, what's cracking.
Hey, everybody, this is Shaquise. How's it going?
Shaquise, doing her thing. Shaquise, did you have any questions for our special guest today, Mr. Barry Mack, on any financial issues?
Well, actually, what him and I gathered, you know, speaking to each other, is that, you know, we definitely agree that we're not educated. And I think one thing that's most important that most and all should know is once your loan goes to a third-party agency, they can no longer sue you. If it's not in the original lien holder's hands, they cannot sue you. So if they're calling you a million times a day and they want to know your address and this and that and the other, feel free to hang up. You know, if they're harassing, you know that you owe them. They know that you owe them. Bottom line, if you cannot pay it, make up, you know, I feel you need to make arrangements or you settle out with them. And sometimes you can settle as cheap as 10 cents on a dollar. It's possible. You know, they just want something back. What a lot of people don't know is these people are already paid. That's why they have third-party companies, because their insurance has already paid them for your default. So what they do is they sell it off to these third parties, and they harass you all day long. But they've already, Capital One, Bank of America, whoever, they already got their money. They have their money when you defaulted. They turned it over to their insurance company, and their insurance company picked it up from the third party, sold it off to the third party. So, I mean, a lot of people don't know these things, but you have to know that, you know, we're all going through something. I'm not saying go out there and get a bunch of loans, get a bunch of credit, and do people dirty. But if you're going through something and you gathered a loan and you're having a hard time paying it back, there's ways out besides freaking out.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me, we only have a limited amount of time left on Gilroy Radio, but what I want to say to everybody is, yes, there are certain things you can get out of, but I'm going to say this here. I'm going to keep it 100. This is my question to you because I need to know this, Barry. I have student loans and I got child support. Now, them the only two things holding a brother back. You understand what I'm saying? From being where I need to be, church.
Right,
and
right.
I know my babies is listening. So between the student loan and the child support, help me out a little bit with that. Give me a little something. How do I strategically knock that out in order to get myself over to the top?
Well, the child support, it can be resolved, but the student loans are pretty much, you're going to have to pay the student loans. They're pretty difficult to get rid of. Student loans are, they're tied to the federal government, and it's just, you know, they're there. You know, I don't know what to say. The federal government. It's easier to get rid of a tax lien than it is a student loan.
Oh, right. That's true.
Hold on a second. I want to shout out to the school, all the students, because I'm having fun with this. It's all kind of people listening to Gilroy Radio, and I got a lot of friends on the college market. Being a college grad myself, I got my degree. I'm going to tell everybody, I don't care if you're $150,000 in debt, you should have your degree posted. My boy come over here and he laugh. He say, Trey got his degree on top of the TV, and that's right. I look at that degree every day and kiss it because it cost me a lot. It cost me a lot of money, and it cost me a lot of time, but I'm a better man for it because I can brag and say that I got a degree, so I want to say that to the church. But as far as that child support, look, I'm going to get your information offline because see what it is. I'm gonna tell you what's going on, Barry. I know my baby mama be listening. You understand what I'm saying? So what I mean, you know how you got somebody in your life you got to watch out for? You know what
you
I'm saying? Like, I got to watch out. I got to make sure her laying low. I can't let her know what I'm doing because she listening. My baby mama thinks she's slick. Yeah, I see you out there. And you know what? You had my kids, and I know you can't stand me, and I know you listen. I know y'all archiving. Let me see what that fool talking about. But I do wish you the best, young lady. You are the mother of my children. To my children, you know your father loves you immensely. That's internal for life. And I want no ill or bad blood with your mother. At that, I mean sincerely and true. I just want to be your daddy. That's all I want to do because that's your birthright and mine. And that's out to my children, Christine and Candace. Your father sincerely loves you. I got to give a few shout-outs before I go real quick. Gilroy, East Coast Radio, Monica Hughes, you are out there knocking it off, baby. That is nothing but love to you. I mean, these guests, I mean, they're more and more powerful. Y'all make sure y'all send y'all emails. If you got your music, fellas, you know what I'm saying, to my boys out there that's got their music, we're going to be doing some stuff. Hey, I'm going to be doing some live recording. I played the stuff back, and I know that the timing is off with the instrumentals, but, yo, y'all call in, man. I'm telling you, we're going to record some stuff, man, and get some stuff live for the mixtape I'm doing, and that's going to be, you know, I'm going to make history with that, man. I'm going to be the first, you know what I'm saying, cat to come out there and do that. And I'm doing I'm going to do most of my mixtape live on Gilroy Radio right now with the music playing in the background, with my rappers calling in, my singers calling in, man. We're going to, you know, strategically plan this, and I'm going to do something, man. I'm trying to do something different, man. It's innovative, making things happen. So, yeah, got to give a shout-out to Monica Hughes. Got to give a shout-out to Sabria Reed. Got to give a shout-out to Carla ELTM Simpson. Got to give a shout-out to my attorney, Ateria Clark, for doing her thing. Man, it's so many of y'all out there that's just supporting me, pushing me. Edna Pye Johnson, she's on Facebook, yo. She's been riding out with your boy, and I want to say to you straight up, I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're showing love, and you letting a brother, you know, you're making sure you're keeping that a brother's name out there, and that's down south, and that's where I need to be. I'm headed that way, y'all, you know what I'm saying, that Mississippi area, you know, Alabama. I'm finna come back down there and see y'all, man. I miss down south, man. I'm finna get up and get that comedy hip-hop tour on tack, man, and I'm finna get out there and touch y'all, man, and get back with them country folks. So y'all make sure y'all get them collard greens ready. You understand what I'm saying, Chester? I'm going to want me some. And now, before I go, I got to let the guest go ahead and give his information because the people want literature. They love the show today, man. I'm getting a lot of comments on today's show. It was a very powerful show. So, Barry, what I need you to do is give people the literature, give them the websites in order for them to be able to get in contact with you and things that they can read that will help assist them with fixing their credit.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Again, my name is Barry Mack. I work with Financial Education Services. We offer full financial protection where we restore your credit, protect your credit, help you build your credit, and help you protect your assets, your family, and your future. You need to go to my website, which is www.mynypositive, however you spell positive, positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, credit, C-R-E-D-I-T.com, mypositivecredit.com. Or to see how the service works, go to www.united-credit.org, united-credit.org. Or feel free to call me at 323-821-4487. Remember, your credit score is the most important number in your financial life. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And keep in touch, man.
Oh, man, that was a powerful, powerful show, man. I'm so grateful for you taking the time to be on Gilroy Radio today. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it here. It was Gilroy Radio, man. Today's guest, Barry Mack, financial advisor. We learned a lot today. It's going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond my control, but a good control is in God's control. I got to make a move. So I don't think I'm doing another show until Magic Monday. So, you know, the move I'm making, it'll be good. Got to keep my windpipe closed. I just can't tell y'all everything I'm doing. But just know that everybody that's living their life, doing their thing and making things happen, man, this is what you say to them haters, man. Yo, I'm off that.
Welcome to the future.
Me a nice soft place to land. Fuck with my old
fit. And you know this shit. I'm professional, they know this shit. I just may let you borrow this. This the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring that future back, back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime slows and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back.
Y'all hate to get off me. Chris, we all bad, Tim's, we all bad, friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and you still on that, and we still making money, cause we still on that.
It ain't black versus white, my nigga, we all bad. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Flynn Ball to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far, so I drive around town, hard top in the saw. In my Tribeca loft with my highbrow, in my high yellow bra. In my Dodge and Fence, and my best white mate, say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president, got green president. Blueprints in my white iPod, black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God, we ain't tripping off that. It's a Benetton hat, nigga, been up off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring that future back, back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime clothes and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back, back.
Y'all niggas get off me. Chris, we all set. Tim's, we all set. Friends, we all set.
Yeah, we all set. And you still on that. And you still making money, cause you still on that.
Give a fit up, a bit out to relate. You used to move what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, a bit out to bitches that you used to screw. What your future do? And we don't really care what you used to say. Unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day. So I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a fit up, a bit out to shit that you probably did. Who you probably is. The only time I deal in past tense. Cause I'm past friends and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all set. You about to tell her you love her, we all set. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all set. But you can't bring that future back, back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all set. Overtime clothes and change, we all set. Niggas still making it rain, and we all set. But you can't bring the future back,
y'all
niggas back.
Get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
gon' hate a ray. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sippin' on hate a ray. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do that, but I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Go.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sippin' on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sippin' on haterade. That deep down get your face. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know I'm talking about.
I'm out of hard, I should be on some hustle, it's cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Ferrari, he ain't really good, intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Head investigation, I'm accumulated. Singing with it, girl, I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. That I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Hunch around the town with the top shop talk. You can call it off the town, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought these cars. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the cars.
Gucci. We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sippin' on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sippin' on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about. Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.